When you smashed the runes, Miss Doyle, you destroyed the binding.
I released the magic into the realms, I finish. A slick dread seeps into my bones. Kartik nods.
Now it is loose, free for anyone to use for any purpose, even if they do not know how. This magic is extremely powerful, and to release it into the realms with no control...
He trails off, then continues.
Certain elements could seek to have dominion over all the realms. They could be in league with each other and with Cersei.
Cersei? Oh, God, what have I done?
Gemma, come out, wherever you are!
Anne giggles. Kartik puts a finger to my lips, flattens himself against me. He smells of campfire, and there is a hint of shadow along his jaw. I can scarcely breathe for his closeness.
There is a way to bind the magic again. A hope,
Kartik says. Anne's voice trails off in another direction, and he steps away from me. The air rushes between us to fill the void.
Did your mother ever make mention of a place called the Temple?
I'm still reeling from the feel of his chest against mine. My cheeks are pink from more than the cold. No? What is it?
It is the source of the magic inside the realms. We need you to find it.
Is there a map? A marker? Kartik exhales, shakes his head.
No one knows where it is. It is well hidden. Only a few members of the Order knew where to find it at any given time. That was the only way to keep it safe.
How am I to find it, then? Am I to rely on the creatures?
No. Trust no one. Trust nothing.
Nothing. No thing. It makes me shiver. What about my visions? May I rely on them? Not that I've had any of late.
I don't know. Their source is the realms.
He shrugs.
I cannot say.
And when I find the temple? Kartik's face pales as if he's frightened. I've never seen him this way. He does not look at me as he says,
Use these words. I bind the magic in the name of the Eastern Star.
The Eastern Star? I repeat. What does it mean?
It is a powerful binder, a spell of the Order, I think,
he says, looking off. Anne's voice comes closer. I can see the blue of her coat through the bars of trees. Kartik sees her too. He's up and ready to run.
I shall be in touch, he says. I don't know what you shall find in the realms, Miss Doyle. Be careful, please.
He turns to go, stops, makes to leave again, rushes back, and gives my hand a quick kiss like a proper gentleman. Like a shot he is gone, running fast through the snow as if it's no trouble at all. I do not know what to think. The magic is loose in the realms. It is all my fault. I must find the temple and restore order before the realms are lost. And Kartik just kissed me. I've barely had time to consider it all, when without warning I'm gripped by a sharp, surprising pain that has me doubling over, grabbing a tree for balance. I'm woozy, and everything looks very strange. In fact, I feel suddenly very ill. I'm aware that someone is watching me. I'm horrified to think that anyone could see me at such a vulnerable moment. Gasping, I look up, trying to gain my bearings. At first, I think it must be the snow in my eyes. I blink, but the image doesn't fade. I see three girls dressed all in white, but they are not familiar to me. I have never seen them at Spence, and they look to be my age. Despite the frigid air, they have no coats. Hello? I call to them. They do not answer. Are you lost? They open their mouths to speak, but I can't hear them. And then a curious thing happens. The girls flicker and fade until there's no trace of them in the snow. And just as quickly, the pain passes. I feel fine. A hard ball of snow hits me square on the jaw.
Aha!
Anne shouts in victory.
Anne!
I cry, angry.
I was not prepared!
She gives me a rare, triumphant smile.
You were the one who said this was war!
And with that, she bounds awkwardly over the snow in hasty retreat.